Hello and welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Tub. I am Tom Conyers, and as always, I'm joined by my Herculean brother. Well, they broke the mold with this one, Jason Kaufman. Hello, sir.
What's up? How's it going?
What is that word? Is it Herculean?
Herculean, yeah.
What's the one that starts with an A? Like for soldiers that are like perfect soldiers. Argonauts.
Oh, the Argonauts, yeah.
The Argonauts. Yes.
They were Greek.
And they were Greek. Of course they were. But life's been good? Life's been treating you right?
Life's been all right. So as you're aware, we were initially going to record an episode last week on Thursday, and I texted you and was like, hey, I'm at the ER because my mom broke her back. So we're going to just have to reschedule.
Just a casual.
He was like, oh, fuck. I'm like, yep, that's a thing. Yeah. So, my mom, short story, slipped going down some stairs in the rain. They were like wood steps. They're building like a tiny home. And she was like going in and out. They were like cutting lumber. And so she was like going out to, get some more or whatever. And she had like worn down shoes. It was like, they were like super smooth, no tread on them. So like her feet just shot out from under. Fell on the stairs. I didn't have a handrail built because of like all the shit coming in and out, like, and like it's not like a finished project, right? So they then broke her L1 through L4 transverse process. Like for those listening, it's like the little nubs, like little fingers, like come out of your spine on the sides, and she broke them on her right side for like her lower four. And so nothing major, like no surgery required, no spinal damage, just a shitload of pain. And like difficulty walking and getting around because like that's where your muscles anchor. And so they don't have like a lot of good support. She just has to heal and do pain management. Like
it's literally just one of those things. Like you just like when you break like your clavicle or something, it's just.
Yeah. Or like your ribs. They're just like, it's like we can't do shit about it. Like essentially all the muscle back there is like holding the bones in place. So like they're just going to rebind and heal over time. Just like 6 to 10 weeks of. It's going to hurt. It's going to be shitty. So she's doing like physical therapy and shit. Just living the dream. So
sending lots of love to mom. Yeah. Dude, all I know, like that's how I know I'm old. Like, you know, the compilation videos of like people getting hurt on the internet, like kids on skateboards or people falling down. The ones people slipping on ice, like downstairs and just like hitting their back. That immediately, that's all I think of. Like, oh, I just broke my back. Or that person just broke their back. So me, that's all I think about when you told me about mom. I was like, oh yeah, dude, he makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it. Yeah. I saw one today where I literally was like, oh, this kid just died. Like, I was like, those kids about to, like,
yeah.
Because I mean, the internet, it's not a safe place. Like, you just be like scrolling on TikTok and then like the next video, you're like, oh, that person just died. But he was riding a dirt bike in a skate park. And at first you're like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. And then he hits a ramp and like the bike goes like 90 degrees up. And then all of a sudden the bike's above him. He's like falls, hits the side of the ramp, and the bike starts falling from the sky. And literally I was just sitting there like, this bike's about to fall on this child. Like I'm about to watch a kid die. And then like it falls like right next to him. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah. 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 Speaking of, once again, like the reason I left Instagram, just watched like two people die on like a Saturday with like 20 minutes. I'm like, this is a bit much. Like I come here for memes. And so walked away from that. And then at the day I was bored, didn't have anything to do. I was just like, I guess I'll like pop up in Facebook and just like scroll. Maybe like I was brought to Facebook to look up something and then was like, oh, let me see what I've, you know, what's on my shit. And like scrolled through for a hot minute and like 10 posts down was just like a cop cam video of like a dude getting shot and killed by cops. God damn, like damn, dude. Facebook. I don't want this.
Did I? Have you ever told you the time that my grandfather showed me a video like that, like a VHS?
He was I'm not surprised, but no.
He was like, yo, watch, you got to watch this. And I was like, okay. And he puts in this video and it's a gentleman and he's in a standoff, like hiding behind this concrete wall. And like, there's like, it literally looks like a home video. And like, they're like, come out. And he's like, no, you know. And then they send a dog in and he shoots the dog, like the guy behind the wall. And dude, when I say the cops fucking just open fire on this dude, like I was like, holy shit. And then it was just a dead man on camera. I was like, that was wild. And my grandpa was like, that's what happens when you do drugs. Don't do drugs. Also, fuck cops. And I was like, okay. Like, it was crazy. Like, yeah.
What like a message to
15 or 16 at the time. Yeah. I was like, damn. Okay. Cool. Thanks. Fucking wild, dude. Makes me think too, like, my sister just had her second kid and my oldest niece, right? She's like an adventurer. She's getting out there now and reading full sentences and shit. And I'm just like, oh my God, I see these videos of kids doing crazy shit. And I'm like, so worried. I'm like, please don't do crazy things. Especially since like, I didn't really do crazy things, but I had friends that did crazy things. And then I heard the stories of what friends did. I was just like,
yeah,
I don't want you to go to some punk show down in a sewer and get bashed in by like some asshole, like in the head, you know? And I'm just like, yep. We don't need that.
Nope.
Keeps me up at night.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. Like looking back on, yeah, like not necessarily stuff that we did. I feel like we had a pretty, maybe tame is the wrong word. Like we did some dumb stuff, but like compared to some of our friends,
yeah,
where I was just like, wow, all right.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Or like when you start sympathizing with like your girlfriend's dad, like I'm sitting here, I'm like, why is this guy like, he was like, I was always cordial with all my girlfriend's dads, but like sitting there, like, why is this guy like always like, kind of on me about shit, like fuck
yeah, like up in my shit
up on my shit. And then you realize it's like, oh, because he also was a horny little 14 year old boy that had a girlfriend, and he knows because, exactly what I'm like, yeah,
because at one point in his life he was you and he knew exactly what you're like. It's the story of all kids, right? Like, yeah. And I see the same thing with my daughter to an extent where I'm just like, you're not nearly as clever as you think you are when you're a kid. Mm-hmm. But like, it's not until you become an adult and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly the con you're trying to run right now. Like, I've run that play and it failed spectacularly for me too. And I didn't understand at the time, like how, but now it's like, as an adult, you're like, oh, it's super fucking obvious because like, I was also a shiesty little kid.
Yeah.
And so like, I get it. Like as a kid, you're like, I thought of this for the first time.
Yeah, this is like, the best thing I've ever thought of.
I invented this heist, and then as an adult you're like, no, everyone did that shit.
Yeah, everyone was on that riz. Fuck, dude, speaking of rizzes, when you rise in the morning, let's see what I did there.
Yeah.
What's your order of operations when you get dressed?
It's a good question. Like just getting dressed or just like in general?
Like just getting dressed. So like just got out of the shower.
Yeah,
what's
because I always shower in the morning. I'm not a night shower.
Which like I'm kind of thinking about night showering, like because people are like, but you have all the dirty on you and you get in your bed. And I was like, yeah, but like I also change my sheets regularly. Like I'm not living in my filth.
No, but yeah, I get it. And like if I like just came back from like if I just did like a really heavy workout and I was like sweaty, or if I was like doing something where I got dirty, like yeah, I'm gonna go shower. But like I work in an office job, so I'm just like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you work out or you sweat, you're not going to sit in your stew.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like gross, but I'm just like, most days I go from my air conditioned house to my air conditioned office in my air conditioned car and then back to my house. And like, I didn't really do anything. So I'm just like, I'm not like, yeah, we do our sheets like, if not every week, like every other week at the worst. And so I'm like, I don't know, man, just got to keep it going. And then I'm like, and for me in the morning, a shower wakes me up. So I'm just like,
yeah,
that's a good feeling.
Okay,
fresh out of the shower.
Yes.
Typically, like, I will grab my shirt on the way because, like, my closet is between, like, my bedroom and I have my dressers in my bedroom, like, on my side of the bed. But between my shower and the bedroom is my closet. Like, I go through the little hallway, right? And then it has, like, his and hers closet. So, like, I go in, I grab my shirt for the day.
So, you're saying you put your shirt on first? Like, Winnie the Poohing it?
No, but I pick out my shirt. So like I typically arrange my wardrobe based off of like what shirt I'm wearing. And then like I have like a huge variety of shirts, but like it helped me figure out like what color my bottoms can be and stuff, right? So like I pick out my shirt first, go lay that down, do underwear first, and then pants. And then typically like because I'm already sitting down, or not sitting down, but like because I'm gonna sit down to do socks. What I'm saying is I do socks next, but like typically it's because like for me, I'm like I'm already down there doing underwear and pants. And so like logically I just want to sit down, do socks, do shoes. And then I will typically either like put my shirt on, or depending on like how difficult it is to like do deodorant, I will sometimes just bring the shirt in to the bathroom with me, do deodorant. And then like either put the shirt on, but I sometimes I like to do my shirt on first so that I don't like accidentally streak deodorant on the shirt, like if I'm pulling it down over me, because I've had that where I'm like, well, fuck, now the shirt's ruined, and I plan this outfit around the shirt,
around this fucking shirt.
So I'm like, so like I, it depends on like if I, it's like a button up or something, then I'll do deodorant and then do the button up. If it's like a pullover shirt, then I'll typically do the shirt and then do deodorant.
But nice. Yeah. I too used to be part of the underwear first crew, partly because like from the Change series, there's a chapter where a character is in a fight and he's nude. And like he talks about like fighting and his penis just being out and being like, oh, I'm hyper aware that my penis is out right now. We're fighting with swords.
Yeah.
And so now I just always like, oh, I'm going to put underwear on, you know, just in case like I get in a fight. I have like some mental security that I'm like secure. But I've recently been doing, I've been mixing it up. I've been doing socks first. Yeah.
Okay. So what prompted this?
So my order is pretty, used to be pretty similar as yours. It'd be underwear, shirt, pants, you know, button up, and then socks and shoes. But like I was sitting there one day and like, I don't know, I wear like slacks and dress pants and things to work. Mm-hmm. And I just like, and I have to wear dress socks. And it's very annoying to like kind of pull up your pants, make sure your socks are pulled up all the way.
Yeah.
And then like pull down your pant. And you're just like, this is just annoying. So one day I just like threw, I was like, you know what? I'm just throw socks on first. Like change up the order of my dresser, throw on my dress socks, then throw on my underwear, shirt, and pants. And I was just like, oh, damn, that was way easier. So yeah, I'm now a socks first kind of guy.
I guess. Unless, I could see that with like longer socks.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah. If they're ankle, like I think I'd be wild if it was just me and ankle socks.
That's what I'm saying. Like for me though, the vast majority of my socks are ankle socks. And so yeah. I'm like,
yeah, if what? I was just like ankle socks.
Baby, what is you doing?
let me like put on ankle socks so I have no traction, completely naked. So home invader comes in. I'm just like, shit.
Yeah. So I'm like I was trying to wrap my head around,
yeah, okay,
what possible benefit. But dress socks, I do get that because I agree. When you're dressing up, I'll typically do like underwear and then socks,
yeah,
and then pants. But I still think underwear should go first. But
I don't know. Also, like as I've gotten older, I just like to spend a little more time with my naked body. I'm just like, yeah, I'm just trying, fuck it. Just gonna walk around a little bit, pretend like fucking Brad Pitt.
Revel in it.
Yeah, Brad Pitt from Fight Club, just walking around, just crepit house.
This is what a man's supposed to look like.
This is what a man body is.
Oh, I think. Shit. Very brief tangent, but on that subject, one of my favorite like niche parts of the internet are like people or like crack.com articles and stuff where they're like pointing out the hypocrisies of Fight Club. And then like all the comments are like, tell me that you don't understand Fight Club without telling me you don't understand Fight Club. Like specifically, like they were like, oh, like there was a crack.com article on, I think it was my Facebook the other day when I was on there. They're just like, yeah. And in this scene, Brad Pitt points to a Calvin Klein model and says, is that what a man's supposed to look like sarcastically? And the very next scene is like him like naked in the fight pit shirtless looking like that model. And they're like, yeah, that's the point. Tyler Durden's a made up like representation of hyper masculinity by this average Joe that he's like, and like, it's the cultural standard of like, right, male toxicity. Like, so like, yes, absolutely. Like it is like, but it's just funny. Like that. All these articles like look at how hypocritical this is, and like that's the fucking point. Like it's a satirical movie.
Yes, it's a book. Come on,
it's a book.
It's a book. There's hidden meanings in the words.
It's, yeah, it's very good.
Yeah,
every time I see one of those, I'm just like, ah, chef's kiss.
No, it's very good. I, understanding of like too of like the people like who I was actually, not to go down a rabbit hole, but I was having this conversation of I'm a very firm believer in that, like then we've already started our next like world war, right? Like.
Yeah,
and it's not going to be like, yes, it's like these shadow wars in these countries.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like as flashy, right? Like,
yeah, but like I think the biggest. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, but like a lot of that's because of like the stakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Of like by the time it gets to that point, it's a nuclear war.
So, yeah, yeah. So yeah, so you see like a lot of the big powerhouses are now, you know, backing up these little tiny countries and kind of solving their conflicts in that manner. Right. But like I was kind of talking to this guy, and he's like, yeah, and he was kind of at the same point. And you're saying the same thing, but I was like, I think the biggest thing is it's going to be the information war, right? Like, especially mm-hmm. with like AI and descripts and fake news, like, because like a lot of stuff can be fake now and you don't know what to believe. So it makes it hard to want to believe these things, not to sound conspiracy theorist, but it's it's this kind of, you know, there's 100% things about it. Yeah.
Like the historical adage has always been like seeing or hearing is believing. And like, we are rapidly approaching a point in time where like, as AI and shit gets like more advanced, it's going to be much harder to do that.
Right.
And go,
because even like news sources now, and this is where I was kind of leading to it off your point, is I feel like a lot of people read news articles like, I love my mother, she's great. I love my family, they're great. But they're like Facebook news people, if that makes sense. Right. Like they read the headline.
Yep.
And then tell me that news. And I was like, great, what did the article say? Or like, what was the research you did on it, right?
Yeah.
So like people who do that, it's already like shit. But then like, even now you can't go and like research it, because if you research it, like, you don't even know if it's real or not.
Right.
So it's just like, it's definitely, yeah, it's like an interesting time to be alive and get all this fake news and stuff.
Interesting is a word for it, but yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go down too much of a spiral hole, but I'm like, oh, the world's going to end in like 6 months. So whatever. Fucking speaking of 6 months, have you seen the California man that was allegedly, I did quotes for people, arrested in Waco, California, for there was a man who got hit by a train.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And died. And this man took a leg from that body and was eating it.
What the?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just got a little munchies.
Isn't that sick? Isn't that a sick thing to do?
That's wild. He's like, he's not using it.
I'm hungry, dude. Let him eat.
Let the people eat.
Can you see my screen?
I can.
So.
Oh my God. He's just on the sidewalk?
In broad daylight, dude.
What the fuck? I thought it was going to be like in the woods.
I'd like to look up, just like, hey.
And then he gets a little thumbs up. A
little thumbs up. It's good. It's a good leg. And then he's walking away. And then the cops show up because
of course, dude. What the fuck? But he's just like, what if I just kind of keep fast walking?
He's like, it's just a leg. Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's a cool thing that's happening in the world.
And then I like at the bottom of that article, the man who was struck by the train did sadly die.
Did sadly die, yes. Like,
just a note.
Just a footnote about...
A dad pun.
Yeah. Footnote. That's just... Fuck, dude. I hosted... Or I don't know how to put it. I'm partnering with a guy who puts on shows, comedy shows all over San Diego.
Yeah.
At our venue. We did our first show last night. So I guess hosted, put on. I didn't coordinate anything. I basically was like, hey, yeah, come use the venue. I'll help set it up, whatever that title is.
Yeah, like planner, maybe. I don't know.
Coordinator.
Coordinator sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, like
I feel like hosting's too much, or producing's too much credit towards me, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, I fucking didn't do anything, dude. I just had the idea and I approached you. But one of the comedians last night, his name was Jarwan. Shit, I need his last name, because if I'm going to promote him and talk about him, I feel like I should know his full name. I'll get it here in a second. But he did a set last night. He was our headliner and super funny, dude. Like, came out swinging. Well, actually, came out a little somber, but then turned it up. He was going through some shit. And so more power to him for coming out. But he had a funny ass joke speaking about being in the woods and like shit going on in the woods, of just being like, yo, that's white people shit. You would never catch me like in the woods. And he had this bit about basically being like, yo, if I went missing, like the last place that like my friends would look for my body is the woods, you know, like. And I was just like, oh dude, that's funny as shit. And then he was like talking to this white lady in the audience, and he was like, talk to me, like talking about like interacting with cops.
Yeah.
And like the way that like this white girl was talking about how her interaction with cops was, he was like, have you ever yelled at a cop or cursed at a cop? And she's like, I've spoken to a cop strongly worded. And he's like, yeah, see, like I've never done that, you know. It was just very good. Like, I was like, shit, dude. Like, fuck. Like, yes. I don't know. I'm doing a disservice. But it was very funny.
That sounds good.
It was very good.
You know what else is very good in some circles, but not others? I'm seeing a headline about. It's a headline of Oppenheimer finally premiering in Japan, and the mixed reaction.
Shit, dude. Really? Oh, no.
They were like, yeah. Although, apparently, like, I mean, you know, mixed reviews. Like, some people are like, oh, it's a topic of like a lot of interest, obviously, to our people. And like, it's a good movie that struggles, like focuses on like his internal struggles on the project, right? Like, it's not necessarily glorifying
like the actual event, just like what led up to it kind of thing. But
mm-hmm.
it was a funny article to feel like, oh, I bet that was
why are numbers mingled, so down right now in Japan for Oppenheimer.
Mingled emotional reaction on that.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's, I don't know. Like, I heard that they're reading, it's all reboots and everything, right? So, like, I'm glad, like, there's some interesting IP. But yeah, sometimes I feel like definitely just to try to recoup money, then maybe it's a little, what's the looking for it? Blind, deaf.
Tone deaf, like, or
yeah, tone deaf. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh, maybe, hey,
right? Like, granted, it's probably would be equally bad from like a censorship thing to be like, we're not going to release it to you, right? Because like that starts to become like, I don't know if it's like, I might not be qualified to say like it's racist, right? But like that becomes like a, hey, if we think this could be offensive, so like you don't ever get it, I could see that being a problem too. But I also wonder if it's one of those things of like, was a theatrical release really necessary? Or could that be like, hey, if you want this, you can stream it. Like, you know?
Yeah. But I guess that's the same thing, right? Like, you can go to the movie theater and see it if you want or not.
Yeah. I don't know. But I agree. Like,
yeah,
it was probably one of those things of just being like, hey, full disclosure, it's a free market and we don't want to tell you what you can't watch. So here it's released and we understand it's probably not going to make a ton of money in theaters, but can't say we didn't give it to you.
Yeah. We gave the, like, good college try.
Yeah.
That's, dude, it's like the Nazis, right? It's like Germany and the Nazis and then being like, okay, we get it. But then like every video game coming out, just being like, yo, Nazis are crazy. These are bad guys. These are like not letting you forget it for decades, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have games that come out like, this is about adventures and like treasure hunters. You're like, oh, this is a cool little adventure game. Psych, there's Nazis here and they're trying to rob artifacts to bring back the Nazis. You know, like, I'm just like, yeah, you feel bad. Yeah. Like, there's some history where you're like, okay, everyone should know it. And then there's some where you're just like, okay, we get it. Like, we should know the history. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, like, Nazis don't always have to be the bad guy. Like, it could just be,
right?
It could be just another guy. Like, it could just be another faction.
Yeah. And that's the unfortunate thing, though. Like, when we talk about world wars, like, the Nazis were the last, like, super clean cut bad guys on the world stage, right? Where mm-hmm. of everyone just being like, yo, these dudes, it's like whole world mostly.
Yeah.
Be them, right? And so like even then, like Call of Duty and stuff, they've had some like, oh, it's the Russians this time or whatever, like, but like alternate reality future Russians, but like,
yeah,
you know what I mean, like, but it's like, yeah. But like,
yeah,
and the Russians have done some shady shit, but they've never been like on a world war scale fight with everybody else. And like, so it's the unfortunate lumps of being like, the Nazis were the last dudes the whole world agreed were fucked up.
Yeah. Like, this is going to get us back or recuper money. I know, I bring this up because I was thinking about this other day of like, you know, like history goes to the victor, right?
Yes.
And 100%. Like cinema, you know, tells a story from that point of perspective from the culture that's being made from. So I'm always interested in being like, oh, I wonder like what other countries, because what other countries' history books say about America, right? Like, because us, like when we were started, like we're just like, yo, we basically was like, fuck those taxes.
W, dude.
Fuck the king.
Yeah.
America, you know? But yeah. Like to England, we're like, yo, these little colony bitches, like, you know, ran off.
We gave them everything.
And they just shit on us, right? You know, you have Native Americans. Yo, these guys just showed up, so they wanted to be cool with us. And then they just started taking shit from us and making empty, empty promises. Like, everyone has their view on history.
100%.
So I'm interested in seeing, like, the history books and also want to know, like, video games. Like, if China and Germany and Russia were like, you know what? I want to make, like, an Axis-powered video game. Like, someone was just like, let's do it, you know? Where it's like Red Dawn, where you play the Russians invading America and like Americans are the bad guy. Like, I wonder if that would sell.
I don't know. I mean, it's a video game. If it has a good budget and like look at it would probably sell.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean,
but like, I wonder if it would be done seriously or if it'd be like done as a satire, like if people would be too scared, right? Like,
Yeah, that's the part that I wonder would be like, you would have to find a studio that would like have shareholders that would be willing to back that game, right? Like,
yeah.
And because it's like a sketchy idea, because not to say that Americans are the only ones that play video games, but I would think, right, like culturally, in terms of a lot of the big like AAA, especially first person shooters, like that's us. Like there are a lot of like Korean gamers and stuff, but like they have a more niche like set of games they play. They tend to play like MOBAs or like RTSs, right? Like, mm-hmm. because that's where their competitive game market is over there. And so I would be willing to hazard a bet that like when it comes to first person shooters, like
they're probably the main export.
Either Americans or like maybe also, right, like some of the like European countries, like, but I would think with America's fascination with guns and like liberty that like we're probably the number one.
We're probably at the top.
Like all of those games. And
dude, it's so funny, speaking of games and stuff like that, right? I was reading an article that America is no longer in the top countries for happiness. We're like 23, right?
Oh yeah, 100%.
And so it's very interesting talking about that, right? We're like so big into freedom and liberty, but then like you sit there and think about it and we're like, oh, we don't practice what we preach. And I feel like it's very interesting, like pull back the curtain, stuff like that. But no, I would, you know what, if a game was like that to come out, I definitely would get it on Steam early access just to try it. Like even if I got to play like as a Mountie, like Canada was just like, no longer will we take it from our southern cousins.
I would play
fuck it, America, and you fucking get to come in and take over America. Like that sounds sick. Like a fucking sick ass game.
Okay, and that would translate great into like a Saints Row style like crazy game too.
Yeah,
like yes. Although I'd equally play like a serious version, but like that would also lean really well into like the they don't really make that style of game nearly as much anymore, but like Saints Row or Sunset Overdrive or
Sunset Overdrive was a great game.
I'm trying to remember the franchise.
They had one that was like Hyper Beat that just came out like 2 years ago or so or whatever, and like kind of had that same vibe.
Yeah, there was another like over the top game franchise. It was, I want to say it was like just Nintendo. It might have been just on the Wii for a while, but it was the one where you had like the different, almost like lightsabers, and your name was Travis, and I don't remember.
Yeah, it wasn't like Hyper Saber or anything like that, right?
No, yeah, but like there was a series of them, and they were like kind of like Kill Bill, like over the top style, like fight scenes and shit with like you're like cool, and you got like at one point you had like a quad saber that was like basically like a giant baseball bat and shit. Yeah. Like it was a cool series, but like they just don't make like a lot of the like super over the top like satirical games anymore, which is kind of a bummer because like they were a fun piece of culture, and now I think they just don't have the audience place. Like
yeah. No more heroes.
There we go.
No more heroes.
Yeah, those are fun.
I remember us talking about this game, be like, yeah, if lightsabers are real, this is how you would do it.
Yeah, because they actually like mechanically put some thought into it. Like they had mm-hmm. they had a top so that the laser like had a cutoff point, and they had like a reinforced like structural piece that would like extend the like the cap on the like it was a, this is a cool like lightsaber concept.
This is a really cool lightsaber. I love, no matter how old I get, like, you know, I'm almost in my mid-30s, I would still fucking take a lightsaber.
100%.
Like I would still be like, hell yeah. I was just like, yes, of course.
No matter how old I get, I'm like, swords are cool, and laser swords fucking cool.
Swords are cool. I literally cleaned out my room and I still have like a handful of swords from back when my like sword class. Like, I don't know, man, one of these days. Yeah. I just need it. Who knows?
Up on my wall still.
Up on my walls. Okay. So that leads into the perfect thing I want to wrap up this show with.
Love that.
I've been rewatching The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And by rewatching, I mean I finished all 11 seasons of the original.
And now you're getting into supplemental stuff?
I haven't gotten supplemental stuff. I am kind of Walking Dead out at the moment.
Yeah.
God, nothing really happens in the last like 11 seasons of The Walking Dead. It is so bad. Like, people love the show, and I was just like, holy shit, it's slow.
That's why I stopped watching it like season 3. I was just like, that's why I feel like I've got what I want out of this, and like I don't know why I'm still watching it.
I don't, like, I was just like,
and, like, you know, I love zombies, but like,
yeah, I was like, I never finished it. I was like, I'll give it a watch. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
But especially like the last five seasons, I was just like,
but the fucking Negan. I'm like, I didn't even get to Negan. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. And then there's the whispers and then the Commonwealth. And you're just like, okay. And there's a whole episode where Carol hunts a rat to try to put into a stew. And you're just like, okay. Like,
riveting TV.
Like, we're just like, sick. Where's the zombies? But that made me think of like, so like, speaking of Negan, Negan has a bat wrapped in barbed wire. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a good episode. There's an episode we finally get like the story of Negan, and it's like literally seasons later. But I was like, oh, it was a good episode. Like, so there's like nuggets like that. You know, Rick had his hatchet. Michonne had her katana.
Her katana, yeah.
What would be your like go to like melee zombie killing weapon?
I still really like the Gladius.
Yeah,
like. I would want, like, you know, it's kind of a niche weapon, but I really like the, I got it for Sterling, I want to say, for his birthday a couple of years ago or Christmas or something. But was that like the like Thai Commander Gladius? But it had like the super long handle. So it was like half Gladius when you like choked up on it, but you could like two hand it or like use it as a spear by like going further down the haft. Mm-hmm. It's a cool weapon conceptually, just because. Like, if you're going in and clearing houses, I still stand by, like, you want something you can use in tight quarters. And
for those who don't know, Gladius is kind of like a short sword.
Yeah.
It's like Roman?
Roman, Greek, yeah. Kind of start, like, if you trace them back far enough, there's been, like, leaf blade, like, short swords for forever.
Basically, but it's the size of a machete, but, like, has, a blade on both sides.
It's a double-edged, like, leaf-shaped blade.
Yeah,
with it's about the length of like your forearm, and it's just a really good like workhorse in terms of like how many situations it can be effective in. So it would probably still be like my go-to as far as like a melee weapon. But like having something like that where you can have a handle, so gives you some distance if you need to, like especially like a one-on-one zombie thing, right? Like you don't have to get as close to be effective, but if you needed to like choke up on it, you're not sitting there with like an 6-foot spear trying to make that work in like a like leaning into a door or something, you know.
Yeah.
What about you?
No, it's fine. Gladius is definitely in my list. I keep one in my car and one under my bed.
Yeah,
great. Actually, it's just a great sword. And then because it's like, if it's not so much like a bastard or long sword, which is great for reach, but yeah, again, if you're inside, you want something a little bit more than a pocket knife.
Yep.
But not so much the length. So I think the Gladius is probably like,
it's a versatile weapon.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there's a reason like
for this kind of thing, right?
It was used in war for so long, right?
Like, yeah, it was very much like it was outside of some of the like European fields that were often just like bring an army to an open field, right? But like when it came to like how you equipped like the Roman legions and shit, like. It was a devastatingly effective weapon, like even tracing back to like Sparta and like their use of leaf blades too, like in both one-on-one and like coordinated offenses. Like, it was a sick sword.
I've also seen some cool like war hammers that wouldn't mind. Just like, oh, good for bashing, and
Warhammer would be sick too.
Pick. Yeah.
But it suffers the same kind of problems in like an interior of like, with a Gladius, you can stab. Mm-hmm. So you can, in a tight space, it's easy to wield, where like with a Warhammer, you have to get a swing. So like, other than like an overhead swing, it limits your options a little bit, right? So
yeah,
can be difficult. Mm-hmm. But Warhammer would be great, especially if you were like out in the open. Like,
yeah,
that shit would be
at great. Some point in the season, Daryl started rocking a flail. Just like, oh, okay. Like, cool. And then... They never like got into swords. Like, they had machetes one season, and then all of a sudden they just went back to like pocket knives, and like we're getting close. And I was like, why? Like, and then they found a place that had the people had a blacksmith that made swords and spears. And I was like, sick. And like, they still use pocket knives. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't know. I didn't get into it. We could have a whole Walking Dead recast. But if you want to let us know what your go-to melee weapon would be in the zombie apocalypse or in the upcoming war, you can email us at youbros1tub@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at that as well, or x.com. We don't post there. We're shit at social media, but we'll grow. If you had a guess real quick, Jay, what our most listened to episode was, I just looked at this morning. What would you guess?
Bread?
Not bread.
Oh, shit. Which one?
Rewriting the Bible, episode 2, which makes me laugh because I think we say like 3 things about the Bible in that whole episode. It just made me laugh that I was like, I'm going to name the episode this. So it just makes me laugh. I'm wondering if like it's like people going like, oh, finally someone doing the work. And they're like, what is this show?
Yeah, it's a what do you call it? Like the like clickbait ad.
Yep.
Clickbait. Yeah, it was a clickbait title.
That's good. But yeah, man, that's going to do it for this episode of Two Bros, One Tub. Like I said, hit us up, let us know. And then until next time, pull the plug, drain the water. It's time to switch it out. Love you, bro.
Love you, man. Bye.
Bye. I don't know how to stop recording.